Now I understand why Cave kept wrapping the scarf around my head, telling me to keep my head down, to not peer above the truck's sides.
The soldiers walked around the neighborhood, knocking on all the doors, telling people to leave. Those who refused were shot dead right on their doorsteps.
Pa shakes his head. Why are they doing this, Pa? Keem asks.
Because they are destroyers of things.
Chu and Keem look at each other, and I sit there, feeling lost and afraid. I don't understand. What does all this mean? I ask them. They look at me but say nothing. Yesterday, I was playing hopscotch with my friends. Today, we are running from soldiers with guns. After a quick lunch of rice with salted fish, we climb in the truck and move again. I watch as a stream of people seems to follow our trail. Fighting drowsiness caused by the smothering heat, my thoughts race from one subject to another. I question why we had to leave, where we are going, and when we will return home. I do not understand what is happening and long to go back home. The sudden sputtering and choking of our truck halt my daydreaming. It kicks and whines, and finally stop. I climb off, hoping it will move again.
The truck's out of petrol, and there's no petrol station around here,
Pa says.
Looks like we have to walk the rest of the way. Everybody grab only some clothes and all the food you can carry. We have a long way to go yet.
Pa then orders us what to take and what to leave behind.
You!
Someone yells. We all stop what we are doing and stand, paralyzed.
You!
A Khmer Rouge soldier comes over to us.
Give me your watches.
Certainly. With shoulders bent to show submission, Pa takes the watches off of Meng and Khoi's wrists. Pa does not look the soldier in the eyes as he hands the watches over.
All right, now move,
the soldier orders, and then walks away. When he is out of earshot, Pa whispers that from now on, we are to give the soldiers anything they want, or they will shoot us. We walk from the break of day until the dark of the evening. When night comes, we rest by the roadside near a temple. We unpack the dried fish and rice and eat in silence. Gone is the air of mystery and excitement. Now, I am simply afraid.